Thank you.
I'm going to have Patricia come and do my council meetings. I've never, ever heard a room go that quiet that fast. About 18 months ago, I had the great privilege to travel to Ottawa for meetings with a number of cabinet ministers. It was shortly after the election. And in the course of that visit, I had the opportunity to visit Rideau Hall and spend nearly 90 minutes with the Governor General and her husband, His Excellency John Ralston Saul. I have to say that I found their interest and concern in the challenges confronting our cities inspiring, encouraging, and quite frankly, I was amazed at the depth of their knowledge. Now, they were right up to date with all of the issues that we were facing at that time. If you go back, the Olympic referendum, supervised injection site, Woodward's, they knew all of these issues, and they wanted to hear what our experiences were. I'd been mayor for about 2 minutes at that period of time, so I didn't have a whole lot of experiences. For most of my life, the person who occupied the post of Governor General, no matter how talented or gifted, was a distant, almost irrelevant figure in my life. Adrian Clarkson and John Ralston Saul have taken their mandate and transformed the office. They're holding a mirror up to our country, helping us to see and to know ourselves and who we are as Canadians. The trip they're making to Vancouver this week is a wonderful occasion for us to be able to see that in progress. It is the fourth of a series of visits to various communities, and I know that His Excellency has actually been here four times, I believe.
I think it's the fourth time to the downtown east side.
Yes. So he has a great knowledge of the city and a great understanding of the issues that we have to deal with. In each city, the Governor General highlights some of the positive changes that are taking place in community building, and you may have seen some of this in the paper and in the media. Tonight, His Excellency is going to talk briefly about the cornerstone of community and civic democracy, and that's public education. I think John Ralston Saul and I have at least two things in common: a love of good wine and a commitment to public education as a cornerstone of civic democracy. So I'd like to bring greetings tonight on behalf of the citizens of Vancouver. I'd like to thank His Excellency John Ralston Saul for taking the time to speak with us tonight on this important topic. And finally, I'd like to thank Adrian Montani and the Vancouver School Board for hosting this most important event. Thank you very much.